Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has ordered new evacuations in Gaza's southern city of Rafah, forcing tens of thousands more people to move as it prepares to expand its operation. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Israel has now evacuated the eastern third of Rafah, pushing the operation to the edges of the heavily populated central area. Although the move into the city has so far been short of the full-scale invasion that Israel planned, the United Nations and other agencies have warned for weeks that an Israeli assault on Rafah would cripple humanitarian operations and cause a disastrous surge in civilian casualties. Israel also said Saturday that it is moving into an area in northern Gaza where Hamas has regrouped. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken submitted a report to Congress criticizing Israel's conduct in Gaza. However, the report says Israel is not currently stopping aid into Gaza and stops short of saying it is using U.S. weapons in ways that violate U.S. or international law. VOA's Patsy Wittakuswara has the story.
On Friday, the U.S. State Department weighed in on Israel's war conduct with a report to Congress that says it's reasonable to assess there are possible Israeli violations of international humanitarian law. But the U.S. has not determined whether a violation occurred and is still investigating. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Those questions are something that we continue to look at and have not yet reached any determinations.
The report also says that while Israel has the tools to mitigate civilian harm, the high civilian death toll has raised questions as to whether the Israeli military is using the tools effectively. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Russia is stepping up attacks on Ukraine's border defenses. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's rushed reinforcements to its northeastern Kharkiv region to fend off a Russian attempt to breach local defenses. It's a tactical switch in the war that Kyiv has been expecting for weeks. Officials say intense nighttime shelling targeted Vovshansk in the Kharkiv region and less than 3 miles from the Russian border. The barrage has prompted authorities to begin the evacuation of about 3,000 people. Ukraine's defense ministry says around dawn, Russian forces tried to pierce defenses and that it had deployed reserve units to fend off the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Croatian conservative leader Andrej Plenković has been formally appointed prime minister designate for a third consecutive term after he forged an alliance with an extreme right party following an inconclusive election. Plenković's ruling Croatian Democratic Union won the most votes at last month's parliamentary vote in the European Union nation, but not enough to stay in power on their own. The party this week agreed to form a coalition with far-right Homeland Movement for a parliamentary majority. Lawmakers are set to approve Plenković's new government next week. It will have a slim majority of 78 lawmakers in the 151-member assembly. The new cabinet is likely to push Croatia further to the right ahead of next month's European election. A cyber attack forced a big U.S. health system to divert ambulances and take records offline this week. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
A cyber attack on the Ascension Health System, operating in 19 states across the U.S., forced some of its 140 hospitals to divert ambulances, caused patients to postpone medical tests, and blocked online access to patient records. A spokesperson for Ascension says it detected what it called unusual activity Wednesday on its computer network systems. Officials have not yet said whether the nonprofit Catholic healthcare system was the victim of a ransomware attack, but the attack had all the hallmarks of one. Ambulances were diverted from Ascension hospitals in Kansas and Florida. In Milwaukee, patients missed CT scans and mammograms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities in Argentina say at least 90 people were injured in Buenos Aires when a passenger train struck an empty boxcar on the tracks and derailed. It was a rare collision that has fueled questions about basic safety. The train was on its way from Buenos Aires to the northern suburbs when it was derailed around 10:30 a.m. on a bridge in the neighborhood of Palermo. Authorities say it was not immediately clear why the empty boxcar had been on the rails. Dozens of injured people were treated at the scene and taken to hospitals, at least two by helicopter with chest trauma and broken bones. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.